I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tell me if you think this is messed up. So one of my good girlfriends was dating this guy for 6 years. 6 years they were dating. Not like 5 hot minutes, like 6 years. And they're grown-ups, right? They both had children from previous relationships who were older. Like, they weren't little kids. They were like probably like, they're, I think he's like 22 now. So they're older. And he came to my girlfriend at the beginning of October and said to her, you know, I don't think this is working out. I don't see a long-term future with you. And he broke up with her. And he said, the reason why I'm doing it now is because I don't want to go into the holiday season with us being together. And he said, I think it's better for the kids, too, if they know. The beginning of October. And I was thinking about this because we were having dinner the other night. And I was like, I don't know what's worse. That, like, being like, he wants her out of his life before Halloween, so he doesn't have to deal with anything. Or, like, what do you do if you're at this point where you're getting real close to the holidays and you're not happy in a relationship? Do you break up now? Do you have to wait it out? Like,
well,
it's so strange, right?
I mean, it sucks because when you're at the end of a relationship and it becomes very apparent, like, it's super apparent. You can't walk away from it. You know, and it's kind of like it's an anchor on you every single day.
She was blindsided by it.
Well,
so that's sad.
But, you know, that's the thing, too, is sometimes in a relationship that happens.
Yeah.
One party is completely over it and the other one just doesn't know. And if you're the party that's completely over it, it's terrible. On the other hand, sticking around through the holidays or different things, it becomes a slippery slope. I had a situation where I was in a relationship. We were living together, and it was over. It was very apparent to me it was over. And it should have been apparent to her in so many different ways, too. But, I kind of was like, oh, well, I got to wait for the holidays, and we had a lease going on. It just seemed like a terrible time to break up. You know, and so I waited, and then her grandmother got sick. And so then it was like, I can't break up with her because her grandmother's sick.
Right.
And then her grandmother ended up passing. And this is like 3-4 months. And then I broke up with her like 2 months after her grandmother passed. And do you know what she said?
What?
How could you do that to me right after my grandmother passed?
I mean, at that point, it's like a year you were trying to break up with this chick.
I mean, seriously. And of course, then you're in that argument. You're having that conversation. You say, well, you know, I really felt this way a while. Well, why did you let me go through that with us together? What are you talking about then?
Yeah,
I mean, if there was somebody that would have been better for you to deal with your failing grandmother to, I mean, I guess I would have gladly said, hey, have at it.
Right. So, like, what do you do? Like, let's say,
terrible.
Like, what is the right answer? Is there even a right answer to this? Like, okay, so it's the middle of December right now.
Yes.
Okay. The holidays are going to be here in 2 weeks.
It's 2 seconds
away.
Right.
Do you just cut it off? Like, listen, here we are. This is not going to work out. We're going to have to make a decision. This is over now. Or at this point, do you suck it up? What are the rules? Like, what do you think are the right, wrong ways to break up with somebody when the holidays are approaching?
Even having lived through this, I would probably make the same mistake again. And I would just be like, no, you got to stay the course through Christmas and through New Year's. Maybe you can break up around President's Day or something. I don't know.
But then it's Valentine's Day.
Martin Luther King Day, the best day to break up with somebody.
You got to dump somebody on Valentine's Day? That doesn't make sense. Was he right to do it at the beginning of October? He was like, here's the season. Let's just cut this off right now.
Yeah, save each other the money on gifts.
Right.
Maybe you got somebody new to kiss by New Year's Eve.
I don't know. What do you think? What is the breakup protocol when the holidays are here? 1-800-330-9999. What's your experience? What's the breakup protocol around the holidays? You've been dating somebody, but you know it's not going anywhere. Do you stick it out at this point and get through Christmas and New Year's? Or do you just end it?
Whenever I'm holding off on a breakup, it just seems to go on and on and on and on. There's always another reason that pops up that you're like, well, if I do it now, it's too bad. In the meantime, you're miserable the entire time.
Yeah, looking over our Facebook page, Eric said Thanksgiving is the cutoff. After that, it's too late. Ray wrote, you have to stay with them throughout the entire holidays, but make sure they're standing on the end of family group photos so it's easier to crop them out. Cindy, what do you think?
When there's children involved, you wait a little bit after the holiday. I was served with papers on December 23rd. And it's tough when children know during the holiday. And I think if you don't have children, at least for family members, wait after the holiday. Be civil, be big enough to be amicable to each other.
I think December 23rd is certainly, certainly too late.
Yeah, pretty harsh.
That is terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh, Cindy. Sorry to hear that. That's stinky.
The children change everything.
I wanted to say so many mean things about her ex, but then I had to hold it all back because I was going to call him a lot of terrible names.
Tis the season of giving. Yeah. Merlene, breakup protocol, what do you think?
Breaking up with someone has no time nor no season. If it's over, it's over. Regardless of the holiday.
I love it. You're breaking up with people on their birthday. You don't care at all. I love it. Merlene, you are the best. I love it. You're like, you're not the lady I want to date, but you're the girlfriend I want to hang out with. You know what I mean? You're like, no holds barred. I love it.
There you go. Have a great day.
Mom's funeral, you're dumped.
Richard, breakup protocol. What do you think?
It's too late. It's too late. You had to do it by last weekend. That was your last shot. Now you're stuck until January.
So like a 2-week buffer then? It's like 2 weeks notice then before Christmas, right?
Yeah, it is 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 2 week notice.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, they've probably only gotten your gift in the last couple of weeks, so it's still returnable.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, that would certainly be polite. What if you live together, though? So much harder. Now it's empty on Christmas. Ooh, and where are you staying? Back at mom and dad's?
I really do like the idea of the 2 week warning. You need to have a 2 week warning before any holiday. To break up with somebody. Otherwise, you got to suck it up till afterwards.
Well, what if they don't accept your resignation?
Right.
Like, you want to leave, and she's like, no, 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 no. No, no, no.
Yeah.
My parents are coming next week. We're going to put this facade on for another few days.
Sherry, what do you think? What do you think is the protocol? You're breaking up with somebody. Like, do you have to wait now till after the holidays?
I think you have to wait. I don't know. To me, it's like, just suck it up, get through it, and then find a good time later.
Okay, but can you break up with them between the day after Christmas and New Year's, or do you have to wait all the way till January 3rd?
I think you just get the flu on New Year's.
What? So you don't show up? But what if you're...
you can't go out.
But if you're faking the flu, oh gosh, okay. Yeah, I guess New Year's Eve is such a good time to kiss somebody new.
Well, yeah, that's why you're faking the flu, but you're out somewhere he's never going to see you. You know, that's what you do.
That feels evil.
Yeah, January 3rd, all bets are off. Sorry, I had the flu and I'm breaking up with you.
No, next level.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.